And in the very last minute of game at the baseball ground, the opposition scores again. The last seconds to be played at the old baseball ground. On the field, not a festive occasion, but a huge amount of memories for all Derby County fans, no matter where they may be in the world. Ball back with Seaman again. Again, the referee checks his whistle. And there she goes. And football at the baseball ground, in competitive form, is history.
I didn't even realise they had a memorial. It's the first time I've been down here since, God almighty, when was it? 1997. The baseball ground is literally a Vauxhall Astra, and I see it with a load of freshly built houses. That's where the Osmiston used to be. The first time I've been back, so it's too hurting. Got to understand that that people from round here, it meant everything to us, and we had nothing, and for all the problems that we had, Derby County was the number one thing. It was the thing that drove us on. It was the thing that did us, that brought us all together. You know, we were all different cultures, race, creeds, colours. I went to Pear Tree School. Out of 32 people in the class, there'd be 3 white people. So it was all religions, everything. And we all came together, and this was our home. This was our church.
Across the middle to Craig Ramage, who was completely on his own, and not for the first time tonight.
It's the night games, I think everyone would say. It's the night games. I used to look out me window, heard my bedroom, and you could see the lights up on Portland Street, and I just got, your heart started racing, and the feeling. I walked down Pear Tree Crescent, then down Harrington Street, and the buzz as it got there, you could sense everybody. And you got to remember, this area, like I say, we had nothing round here.
What a shot from Phil G, straight into the back of the Arsenal net. Phil G, the toast of Derby County 2, Arsenal 1.
We had some of the greatest teams in the world coming from the biggest cities like London and Manchester. They were coming to my area. My school's 300 or 400 metres up there. And that makes me so proud that Benfica, obviously I wasn't around at that time, but Benfica came from Portugal, that Juventus came from Turin in Italy, and they came to this area.
Benfica in their familiar red shirts, white shorts, and Derby showing straight away that they intend to attack hard. Messias for Benfica, Eusebio, McFarlane, Gamel for Derby, Hinton.
And it's like, God, when you look back now, you're like thinking, oh my God, if I came to Pride Park. Pride Park isn't where people live. People say, oh, it's Chaddiston. No, it's not Chaddiston. It's a new place. Whereas here, they were coming to my mate's doorstep. You know, an Italian would walk past his window. A Portuguese person. And I still can't believe that now, just stood here. Football was cheap then, we've got to remember. 5,000 and 6,000 going away, and 10,000 going to Sheffield United. We remember 9,000 going to Plymouth. All that has gone because it's gone away from the working man. So, yes, it is a real excitement, and I want to, for my own personal thing, I want Derby to do amazingly well. But in regards to football, it's very diluted now, and it's not what it was. And I don't find that people are fanatics anymore, they're followers. There's a difference between a fanatic and a follower, and I know I always will be a fanatic. And very proud of my dad. He's not around anymore. And last time we were going to Wembley, he was only well enough to go to the see-off where he saw the players off to Wembley. He couldn't go to the match. Derby County belong in the Premier League. And you know what? If we get in the Premier League, we stay there. Derby till I die, mate, yeah. Derby till I die. Pear Tree till I die, mate. Pear Tree always will be.
Brighton, always will be. It is now. It is over. The fans are on the pitch. Derby are heading.